Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population well-read.
Trey Crowder, Drew Morgan, what's up, dudes?
Hello. Good to be back.
Welcome.
Where we belong.
It is kind of where you belong. You sweet, sweet, intelligent gentlemen, I'm so happy you both
are here.
It's almost
like we both are on parallel freeways that once in a while merge together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we deal with the same idiocy that lives around us.
Yeah, that's fair. All you can do, man. You know.
I don't know if you guys know this about me. I used to be a criminal defense lawyer. I want to be Dumb People Town's
criminal
prosecutor.
Defense. Oh, yeah.
It's the only place I would be a prosecutor in the world.
Dude, you're welcome. You're maybe like the only person who has a law degree who's ever done this show.
Yeah, well, definitely where I live, I'm the only person who's ever
done it. That's a great way to start. So I'm going to ask you to put on your legal hat, something that you didn't. And you know, Jay and I like got into law school but never went.
We chose not to go. So we didn't even commit as much as you did.
You actually became a lawyer.
Yeah, dumb.
So that was dumb.
Dumb people tell me.
That was wasted time.
Yeah. Wasted time. You could have been doing what you guys now do, which is so amazing. We'll get into all that stuff and what you guys have going on later and what Daniel has going on,
sure,
and us too. But first, we've got dumb stories. Let's jump right in. Let's
ready?
Do it. Yes.
Here we go. Maryland residents return from dream vacation to find nightmare at home.
That's never.
You just got back.
I mean, I just got back, but I had someone staying at our house. So
you
like,
did?
Yeah.
You had so a watcher?
We had a watcher. But like that well, is
what
your
in your first thought? Before we even know what it is, where did your gut
Trey,
go,
what do you
Trey?
Think?
Wino in the attic.
Wino in the attic.
One of my favorite
feel
Conway
like survey
songs.
Says, you know. Like,
what is,
it's got to be on
Wino
the
in the attic.
Yeah. Wino in the attic
her
and
jeans
a lover
are
in my
enough.
Pants.
That's right.
Miss Vesta Conway Twitty lyrics.
Yeah,
a lover in my pants.
Conway Twitty songs. I realized this a few years ago as I was like, I'm going to listen as an adult. Because it was just always on when I was a kid.
I
you know
see the
era,
want to in your
you
eyes.
You know that era of like even like the Stones where it's like, let's spend the night together.
Sure.
Like they were saying things without saying things. Conway Twitty just said like wasn't saying things while saying the most specific things. Like
oh,
he would sing songs like, I'd like to touch you there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it would be so specific, like when you feel a man's hand.
We've talked about it before on our show about how Conway Twitty was like singing to like ants, you know, and mammals and stuff, getting them all hot and bothered. Very effective. Like women with curlers. He was literally singing about the curlers in their hair.
Number one, but then he would
just
talk about
it. Just drink this and lie back down.
Still. Yeah.
And then he also, like, he would have stuff like She Became a Woman Today, which is just about a guy taking a young woman's virginity.
She was only 14. Stop.
Hey,
everybody,
hey,
stop. Everybody, like, someone should have taken him away in cuffs right there.
Oh, yeah. All his B-sides were A felonies.
Thank you.
That's a great joke.
Amen. That is a great joke.
Okay, this was sent in by Brittany Unbothered at cool_DESTAT. Destat. Cool.
First
destat.
Time I think I'm Brittany Unbothered has
yes, it's the first
sent
time.
In. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Okay, two roommates. I want you to imagine this having got, because you were gone, what, 3 weeks?
2.5 weeks I was gone. So like coming back, you're excited to come back home. You hope nothing is wrong, but then you walk in and then I have no idea what this is. Wino in the attic is probably what is going on here.
Two roommates returned to their Greenbelt, Maryland apartment after a week.
Apartment! So there are other people around.
Right.
This isn't a standalone home, Drew.
After a week-long vacation earlier this month, found nearly all their belongings gone and two strangers sleeping in one of their beds.
Yep.
It's a modern-day Goldilocks.
I mean, that's close.
It's my house now.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah. Yes.
It's in the ballpark. Well, we don't know how drunk this person is yet. Anything,
there is no attic.
Did I tell you guys the story about when I worked at this place? One of my first jobs out of college, I worked at a place called Jack's, which was Jewish Alcoholics, Chemically Dependent Persons, and Significant Others.
Wait, hold on.
It's a supplement.
Out of college?
Right out of college was my first job.
So you're in New York?
I'm in New York. I need a day job so we can do stand-up at night. Jack's.
And it stands for
Jewish Alcoholics. chemically dependent persons and significant others.
How did you get this job?
My cousin had the job and before me, and she's like,
I'm leaving to go to law school. So.
Do you want this job? And we just needed something to pay our rent.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not an audible learner, and I know you've said it twice. I still
Jewish alcoholics, chemically dependent persons, and their significant others.
Trey got it.
How do you get? So it's actually.
They're not counting the D, are they? The D is silent.
No, the D's out. So
and the O.
Like Django.
It's like Jack. It's
jacked.
Jewish alcoholics,
chemically dependent
persons.
I swear to God.
Chemically dependent.
I swear to God, you guys could offer me $1,000 right now, and I could not repeat to you what the title of the job is.
It's a bit of a
Jewish alcoholic dependent person. There's an X in it.
So
is it experiencing? I swear to God, I know this feels like a bit. Jewish alcoholics,
chemically dependent persons, and their significant others. That's a DP even in there.
All right, Jack DP
so. So, Jack DP so. Jack DP so.
That's way better.
Is it?
Yes, Jack DP
so. So, I'm working at this place, and one of the people who's like, who's in recovery, was like, hey, man, do you want to go see a Fish concert with me up in Rhode Island? And I was like, yes, I would love to.
It's a great place to go for recovery.
I know, I was about to say, that doesn't seem like the best idea.
Crossing every line possible.
No, we should not. We're allowed to hang with these people. We're not like their therapist. It's
because
like,
you guys are the significant others in this scenario.
So I like this guy, and so I said yes. Okay, I went up to the concert. Some other friends I ran into while I was there. They're like, here. Before I connected with this guy, they're like, here, smoke this. And I, like a dummy, smoked pot before
I've
I met up with this dude.
I've always wondered this about people who go, yeah, sure. I've never been that guy.
Sure. I was 22 years old.
So was I. I was always too scared.
Man, I was dumb. And it was way too strong. And so then I found the guy, and I was out of my mind and trying to hold it together
sober guy.
And by the way, is great for the Fish concert.
I know. Well, I wondered,
also great to bring that guy.
Well, I wondered if that guy, like, if, you know, the first time somebody goes to a Fish concert after getting sober, if he was just standing like, this isn't good.
This music sucks. just looking at everybody.
Is this how it always sounded?
Everyone sucks. Damn.
I went to see Tenacious D. This is a side story. And like everyone in the crowd was going so crazy. And for one second, I looked over at the security guard who 100% did not understand who they were, what they were doing, and what they were singing about.
And
his
just
arms were folded. And I'm like,
he killed the mood.
He basically killed the mood for me. So this guy was still digging the concert, and he's like, man, I'm really jonesing to use. And I'm like, don't. I'm like now trying to talk this guy off the ledge, and I'm not qualified.
Yeah, well,
and
you're soaring.
And you're flying.
I'm flying out of my head. So we go to stay at our friends who are still going to Brown University, and we go to stay at her house because it's like over a winter break or something. And so me and this guy, because I was like, I don't think it's safe for us to drive back to New York City, we go and
you're
stay.
Like, I don't think it's safe for me to do anything because I'm fucking high right
I'm
now.
So high right now. Why are we eating two pizzas? You have one for yourself. I'll take two. No, so we go to this girl's house, and it's a house where like seven women live in this big house. It's at Brown. and I'm like, I'm like, wherever you want to sleep. He's like, I don't feel comfortable sleeping in the, you know, his bearded, long bearded dude. And he's like, I don't feel comfortable sleeping in a room. I'm like, all right, then sleep on the couch. I'm going to sleep up in this person's room. No one's at the house. What I didn't know was that one of the women who lived in the house decided to come back early. Did not know that this person had said that we could stay at the house.
Oh, perfect. Oh my God.
It's this story. This poor guy is laying on the couch. She comes in at like 8 in the morning, and we've been out late from the concert before. She starts screaming that there's a homeless man, there's a man in the house, and I have to run downstairs and be like, no, 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 no. And she's like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, this is my friend. And she's like, I don't know who you are. So I had to like break down who we were, and it 100% traumatized this poor guy.
Oh, yeah, the poor guy.
Who invited me to this thing.
Another version of that I'm aware of that's only worth telling because of the name of the perpetrator was, we're Tennessee Vols fans. We had a quarterback once who did something very similar to that, except he was so drunk he went to his old apartment.
Yes.
Right, and went into it, and then the people found him there. And again, and the quarterback's name was one Mr. Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Coach for the Detroit Lions. Yeah,
James Robert Vagina.
James Robert
Vagina. His first name.
And then she had some credible accusations against him at one point.
Yeah, you know, he's just cooting around.
He had a couple.
Yeah.
Just cooting. Cooter.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dan, sorry to take such a sidetrack. But this is what happened in this story.
Right. So they're on a week-long vacation. They come back to find two strangers sleeping in their beds and all their stuff gone. Greenbelt City Police said they're investigating the incident and have released pictures of the suspected squatters from videos the roommates recorded upon their return home.
How do they know they were gone?
The first sign something was wrong was when the roommates returned to their apartment in the 9300. Do we need to be given out their current address?
No. Stop giving out the address. Now every squatter's going to know where to go.
Of Edmondson Road and noticed some damage to the front door. Mm-hmm. That turnaround. If you get to your house,
9-1.
Yeah.
Whenever I walk back to my house, I'm just going to get my phone out. 9-1. And as soon as I see something any out of the ordinary, 1.
They noticed some damage to the front door. Said Hannah Glasgow with the Green City Police Department. Oh, and they
I didn't love her Netflix special. I mean, I know they're calling it comedy,
People loved it. People loved it.
And then
Hannah Glasgow is what Hannah Gadsby registers in all of her hotels at.
Right. She's so big right now.
She's just huge. Yeah.
And sure. I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm just saying it probably wasn't for me.
And then they walked into her apartment, and the apartment was completely empty. That's when one of the roommates pulled out a phone and started recording. When they had left their vacation on March 28th, the apartment was fully furnished. But when they returned, practically everything was gone. The closets were cleared out, and even the cabinet doors in the kitchen were missing.
These are the most efficient squatters of all time.
Ever.
They're doing a gut. They're doing a full gut job.
It takes me 3 weeks to move when I know where I'm going.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I have a place to put my stuff, and
Can I tell you we're about to do just replace a couple things in our upstairs bathroom? The thought of cleaning out the drawers.
Old Pepto-Bismol.
Just the drawers of the vanity is like stressing me out now, and it's going to happen in a couple
weeks. I'm gonna link this to something. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe it's easier when it's not your stuff, though. Sure. Maybe they literally set it on fire. You have
no emotional attachment.
You have to make choices.
You don't care about this stack of newspapers.
That's it. I go back to the notion of dad who goes out to get cigarettes and never comes back to his family again.
Sure.
That guy, for that moment, my first thought is like, so you got to go buy a whole new wardrobe?
Yeah. Right.
Start from scratch?
Yeah.
All your shit's back at your house? Where's your golf clubs? Like, what are you taking with you?
Well, you can't leave it all behind if you take some of it with you.
That's right. Defeats the purpose.
Right. Right.
You got the little Johnny Appleseed sack.
That's right.
The sack on the stick.
Bandana.
Here's my question.
What can you put in the bandana?
Cabinet doors.
Not much.
Yeah. Well, he
cabinet doors.
Know people that... You know, need some
but then
like,
that's my
reinforcement
thing.
Or something like in the community. They're like, I could use some doors.
Well, you see this
you got
in
a
like,
beat on some doors,
in
like,
art,
like a roof out a of doors. On, or
but
you,
were it, they no, copper but, doors?
No, hold on. Hold on. You see this in like jewelry heists and like when art gets stolen. You can steal it, but can you move it?
Right.
So my thing is like, so you're a squatter, but you've got a cabinet door guy.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have anything in your own life, but if you need to sell off, fence some cabinetry, that guy is in your rotation?
Here's what I'm speculating. Mm-hmm. They normally squat in some large squatter's facility.
Sure. Or a warehouse.
The squatter's incorporated.
Down at Big Squatter. You know. But you guys know, the warehouse is with multiple squatters.
Sure.
Yeah.
It won't be found.
Yeah, that's where they're normally at. They found this gold mine of a place.
They're telling
the rest of their buddies about it,
Let's go. One of them at some point's like,
you know, I'm building my
squatting
fort, my squatting thing over
corner.
Well, you know what I could really use? Are there like some loose doors or doors you could get out of there and bring to me? And the guy's sure.
Of course.
That is the most logical explanation.
I know.
Because literally, I just don't know. The only person I could think of would be your wife if I was like, we need to move some doors.
Well, here's the question. If I told you that I knew someone who said this phrase, I got a beat on some doors.
Yeah.
How much do you trust that guy?
Right.
Not at all. Probably met
do you trust squatters, though?
Yeah, like, they got a code amongst themselves, I would imagine. Maybe.
You know, well, you guys are also like applying the logic to it, and I get why. It's part of the fun here. But like, you ever been to like a real like drug addict situation? There's not a lot. Like, somebody ripped them cabinets off because they were talking to them. That's what happened.
Yeah, it became a shut up. Too. Or I'll rip your
sure.
rip your doors off.
Yes. In one of the bedrooms, they found a man and a woman sleeping in one of the beds, which was the only furniture remaining. So right. they hung out. You need
they were smart.
Yeah.
Checks
yeah,
out.
Right. They're practical.
The strange couple woke up when residents called out, "Hey, what are you doing here? Where's my stuff?" Sounds like a title of a great HGTV show.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Where's my stuff?
That sounds like an MTV show.
Hey, yeah, right after here? Next and no, in between right Silent Library.
I want to be you. Give yeah. me your face.
I'm 16 and I'm pregnant.
Sure.
If Ashton Kutcher's career hadn't worked out, Dude, Where's My Stuff was the sequel.
Oh, too. For sure.
Hey, what are you doing
totally
here?
I could totally see HGTV like making a show like that, you know, taking some young couple and then introducing some squatters into their home. Like, you know, you have to replace all your stuff.
Either.
You
know, so, the choice on that show is... I would call it Flip or Flop House.
Flip or Flop House.
Where you go.
Yeah.
Where you either go and like you have to either change the, either you get the squatters somewhere else where they can live and you renovate your own house or you decide to sell the house.
Skunk is your new roommate.
Skunk is your new roommate. Isn't there a surgery you can have where they transplant all your shit like poop, like a poop transplant.
Yeah, there is a poop transplant.
That's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, moving all their shit.
Get all their shit out and put new shit in there.
Yeah. Sure. The man told the roommates, this is of the man and woman who were in the bed, he told the roommates, this is so flatly calm. He told them they had taken their belongings. Then he and the woman started packing up their things. It's like the end of Weird Science.
The guy who took the shit? We have taken
your belongings. All your stuff. Yeah. And they start. It's like the end of Weird Science. They're like, sorry, you have a beautiful home. Like when they're just like quietly leaving after like causing so much chaos.
It's like, oh, that was your stuff, man? Oh, we took all that, man. Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's Cheech and Chong. Yeah. Oh, shit, dude.
Well, hon, let's pack up and go.
Well, they're here. We knew this day would come.
Yeah.
And that's like when you're at a baseball game.
The nicest squatters.
It's like when you're at a baseball game sitting in seats that aren't yours and then the real people show up.
Oh, so sorry.
We tried.
Yeah, we're going to go squat.
That's exactly what it's like, but it's your memory.
It's your whole life.
And then I'm always trying to make a joke. I'm like, made it warm for you. Like, I just did this summer at Wrigley.
I kind of like this guy. It wasn't my stuff. So like,
I took it.
I was in Asheville recently with some friends, and they were telling us that their neighbors had that because there's a lot of vacation home situations in Asheville.
Yes.
And they're telling us the story. They're like, yeah, it was kind of these young punk kids, and Asheville used to be like a very train hopper town. Yeah. And I was talking to my wife later. You know, it's like, we don't own a home. We're millennials. We can't afford any of this stuff in Asheville. There was a part of us that was like, we were kind of pulling for the squatters.
Come on, underdogs.
At first, they were very calm. This is according to the police department. She said the man even showed the roommates how he had broken the locks on the front door to gain entry, which is kind of like, I don't need to know. You did it. Like, well, come here. I'll show you how I got in here.
That's hot dogging. You know? That's high stepping at your own 20.
That's like OJ. If I did it, my arm would have been like, all right.
He's showing one of the people that live there
that?
Is he like trying to help him out in the future or something? It's like, listen, here's your problem right here.
Like an uncle three beers in. Yeah, he's like, come here, I'm going to show you. Yeah. Get over here.
Yeah.
That's the type of crazy you don't know how to deal with.
Right.
Like, you walk in, you're like, get my gun or whatever, you know, get me a weapon. And then this dude's just like, come here, let me show what your problem is.
Yeah. Right.
That's scarier than anything he could have said.
Because they're just so calm and logical.
Eventually, the interaction quote got a little bit more aggressive.
Of course.
Glasgow said, the man and the woman took off. The value of the roommate's missing property was estimated at more than how much money.
I would have given the total, Dan, if I was doing it.
Yes, you would have, Brandon.
You know I'm so bad like that. How much do you think
do you think they cleaned
these
people up?
They got to decide?
All their stuff.
That's a good question.
This is according to the roommates?
To the insurance.
It just said it was missing property was estimated at more than how much money?
I would tell the insurance $15K.
I was thinking 15, maybe $20,000. We're talking about an apartment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go much higher, the insurance is going to be like, no. If you go much lower, you're an idiot. Rip off the insurance company.
He said 15, so I guess I'll say 20.
Okay.
I'll say 25. I think they're jacking it up.
Jason, Randy?
I think like
$33,000. $33,000.
And they made it a weird number to be like,
it's a real number.
I say $33,500.
Okay. The total estimated value of
We're talking cabinet doors, yo.
Mm-hmm.
With the supply chain issues going on right now.
Stolen and missing property is $49,000.
Yes! Oh, they went for it.
They're not getting it.
They're not getting it.
They're going to get $800.
But if you go that high and they go, we'll give you half, You go, okay.
Good.
Maybe.
You go, so outrageous.
Half, or the insurance guy is like, you're making me come there with this number, so I'm taking you to the cleaners.
This is a two-bedroom apartment in Greenbelt, Maryland. I don't know anything about Greenbelt.
I don't either.
Maybe that's like, you know, fancy-ass Maryland, but it's still a two-bedroom apartment. Maybe I'm just too white trash, but it's like, do they have fucking paintings and shit in there?
49? Sort of, like, I don't know.
So flat-screen TVs.
Yeah, even that. Of course. What is that?
Oh, wait. $2,000? Were they saying the stuff or the total? Like, are we counting damage?
It says
too?
The value of the roommate's missing property. Oh, wow. It's estimated at $49,000. In addition, full trash bags were left behind and trash was smeared on the walls. Oh, it's just so devastating to come home from what was probably a really nice vacation, be excited to sleep in your own bed. You know that feeling, Rand?
I do.
Well, we all do, but you just did it. And then, just to be totally rocked, not only with the fact that someone's been in your space, but they've taken everything.
Ugh. Damaged it.
A police officer recommended residents build a relationship with neighbors and let them know you're going out of town.
Right, you're in an apartment. So if you hear anybody trying to make some noise.
If anyone's coming in and out of our doors, they shouldn't be.
If you see a guy breaking into my apartment, that's not supposed to happen.
If you see a trail of all my shit going out the front
door. Or just your cabinet doors.
Yeah.
We're not remodeling.
Hey, we're not taking cabinet doors off.
if you see a couple carrying cabinet doors out of my house, maybe that's not supposed to happen. Yeah.
So literally, this is how much their neighbors hate them,
yeah.
These people, because they didn't say anything.
Like, nothing.
I would say it to a... If I saw something weird happening, even when the
neighbor
I hated...
There's no way they were the only two people coming in and out.
No way.
For a week to gut a whole place?
They were telling fucking Dirty Mike and all them about
everybody, get in here.
Free Dirty
Mike's doing good. His significant others are at Jacked Pissot.
Hey, they're recovering, all right?
That's story number one.
Story number one, down in the books.
I definitely think, to me, the craziest part about that story was the part where after they showed up for what seemed like 10 to 15 minutes, the people stuck around and walked them through the process.
That's right. Let me show you what we were doing. Let me tell you how this went down.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's act three of the HETV show. Right. How'd you do it?
Yeah. How'd you do it? Let's we
put your hand over her eyes. I want to show her the bedroom.
This is the reveal.
Move that garbage truck. Yeah,
you're going to love the trash on the walls in there.
That's a whole new touch. You don't even do wallpaper. That's a look.
All right, guys. That is the first story. When we come back, we're going to find out what Drew and Trey have going on. We're going to tell you what we have going on. Daniel, too, where you can catch him live.
Sure.
All that stuff coming up right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get into what these guys are doing, Randy and I have a huge announcement. This is as big as an announcement as we've been probably made.
You're pregnant.
Yes, your
mother and I are getting a divorce.
No, this is such a huge deal for us. Probably the biggest announcement we've made since doing this podcast. For 15 years, people have been asking us, when are you bringing back your show Cheap Seats? That was our show that we did on ESPN Classic years ago. Forever, we've said, we're trying, we don't know, we're trying. Well, we're doing it. We're bringing it back. It is going to be called The Nosebleeds. We've been talking about it all summer, but it is finally going to be available for your consumption. And the first episode is going to be dropped on YouTube on July 30th, Saturday, July 30th.
On UFC's YouTube official YouTube page.
Here's the deal. If this first episode does well and gets lots of positive comments, this is where you guys come in. We will get a chance to do another season. We only made 6. We'd love to make a ton more. Dan worked on it. And
can I say something as a person who worked on it?
Yes.
This is one of the worst. No.
No! Dan.
Look, I happen to be a fan of mixed martial arts and Brazilian jiu-jitsu and all that stuff, right? Some people might be like, wow, I don't know if I really like that sport. Well, do you like comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are taking those things and making it funny. How many of you thought before whatever episode of Cheat Seats that you saw or finally got to see on YouTube in recent years, how many of you thought that you loved roller skate weightlifting? None of you. But you didn't need to because you had Jason and Randy making jokes about it.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing. If you want to add some more comedy in your life, you want to have something really fun that you can watch, just put on, make a ham sandwich and enjoy an afternoon. Mm-hmm. Sign up for Fight Pass. Watch this very first episode. It's free, right?
First one's free, and again, this is where you guys come in. Just literally, if you watch it a bunch of times, share it and like it.
Tell your friends. Like, speaking of ham, John Hamm is in it.
You got a family. You got 9 devices in your house. Make each device watch it one time.
Turn them on and check back in with it later. But like, Rob Corddry's in the first episode. There's so much great stuff in this. We're so proud of it. We love it. And this is really your chance to help us out. So we ask you guys to watch The Nosebleeds. It comes out on July 30th.
You're helping them out.
Yeah, and you know, there's jokes. Look, there's jokes for everyone. There's a moment where two fighters are too close to the ropes and it's dangerous, and so they reposition them in the center of the ring, and the announcer's like, they're moving them to the middle, and we're like, just like Bill Maher. So I think there's something for everyone.
Right,
in this.
And we managed. Last thing I'll say is, Dan, you are a fan of, a deep fan of all this stuff. We managed to do it without like
disparaging.
Yeah, without being disrespectful. It was like
more
fun.
Importantly, you managed to do it and make it funny.
That's it.
So if you're an MMA fan, it's totally in your wheelhouse. If you're not an MMA, I'm going to say it's also totally in your wheelhouse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just roller skating, weightlifting. You didn't know that was going to make you laugh one day while you ate some chips.
There you go.
There it is. And now so, it is. Again, Nosebleeds on UFC's official YouTube page on July 30th. Daniel, what do we have going on with you?
Dates should be dropping soon. Excuse me. Go to danielvankirk.com. I know I'm going to be headlining the Blue Whale Comedy Festival. Amazing. That's a Friday night in Tulsa. I believe that is the 26th, I think. Whatever that Friday is. Yeah. But go to danielvankirk.com, and then I'll have some other dates around there too, looking at like Fayetteville, Oklahoma City, Dallas. So by the time this rolls around, like in the next week or so, all that stuff should be up. And then I'm also going to be headlining in Honolulu.
Ooh.
I know. Dumb People Town. Let's go to the island. Yeah. I will be out there. That is going to be September 8th, 9th, and 10th. And other dates are coming up soon as well.
And you will be able, and also live Dumb People Town happening in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Hutton Hotel on October 13th.
The next night in Chicago.
Next night in Chicago, we're getting the venue ready for that. And then on Sunday night, October 16th, live at the Bell House with Andrew Dismukes from
Saturday
SNL.
Night Live.
Yep.
And Nashville, by the way, has
Dusty Slay, our friend Dusty Slay, who we love, and Steve Poltz, who is a great singer-songwriter from Nashville, wrote like songs for Jewel, just fun. Funny and a good dude. He's going to be doing music. And Cutworms is doing music for our show in
Unreal.
All right, boys, what's going on? How can people find you and see you guys live and consume all of your stuff?
Yeah, so we have a podcast together, the Well Read Podcast.
Amazing podcast.
Check that out. Also on Starburns. Mm-hmm. And I'm touring right now. You go to treycrowder.com. It's T-R-A-E. It's the white trash version of the spelling. TRAECrowder.com. I've been in New England, the Midwest, you know, going to upstate New York, Connecticut, Nebraska, Arkansas, Kansas City, bunch of places coming up. Me and him will be back on the road together, too, later in the fall. So, yeah, for me, basically, you just look me up by my name on any TreyCrowder.com or any social media page, you can find all my stuff. I'm constantly putting out internet videos and all sorts of things. So that's the best way to find me.
True.
Yeah, I will be in Denver July 28th and Boulder July 31st. I got a lot of other dates coming up. Those are the two specific ones I can remember. I know I'm going to be in Bristol, Atlanta, Athens. Nice. Go to DrewMorganComedy.com for the dates. Oh, I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo on August 4th. I've never played this room. It's a brewery. It's a great city, though.
Yo, I'm so
great
excited.
City. Mm-hmm.
Great.
And then you can follow me at DrewMorgComedy, you know, on all the socials. And then, like he said, Well Red will be back on tour in the fall.
Love it.
One last thing. They've been out for a minute, but we've also got some Comedy Central sketches you can find on their YouTube page.
Great.
Under Well Read. Check those out.
Type in Well Read Comedy Central, and it'll pop up. Last I checked, it was the most successful we'll call it prestige sketches they've ever done. Key and Peele and Chappelle are still crushing us.
Of course.
But like as far as people who've never had a show on Comedy Central. Are
digital only.
Yeah, digital only. Okay. We're one of, but you know, five. Like it's still good to be in first
place.
Place.
Yeah, what those other four?
We'll check it out.
Yeah, and we will have a special drop in, you know, maybe sometime next year.
I love it. Will. Love it.
So I think what people love about you guys, if I can put myself in that category because I'm a fan, is that you guys give lots of people hope that there are people in parts of the country that we maybe on some levels, if you live on the coast, if you live in a blue state, write off a little bit and go, I don't know. What's the story over there? What's going on? You are proof that there are people who are working hard and thinking hard about, you know, ways to be thoughtful and I think connect with people. And then I'll add on top of that, super funny. So like all those things come together and that's why I love your podcast. That's why people should go see you guys do live comedy and all that stuff. And that's why we love having you on the show.
So agreed.
Now, let's jump into another.
Ready?
Show.
This was sent in by Matthew.
Give me the Vipers over there.
Truth.
Let's send
no,
in
no
by
one's ever told me I gave him hope before. So that
easy,
was good.
Easy and truthful.
And he's
you know
married.
What? As a former lawyer, I love that you said no one's ever told you that you gave them hope.
They always
before.
Knew the deal. Yeah. Right. He made it clear too.
I was honest from the jump. I was like, yo, you didn't do it for real? You need a new lawyer then, dude.
I thought you did.
Yeah. I prefer my clients to be guilty. That's house
right.
money.
That's right.
This was sent in by Matthew bar. Friedman at Not Your Average Matt. It's not your AVG MATT.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. I think first time sending in. Yeah. You guys want to be like these two, and even our third in a little bit. At Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumbpeopletown on Twitter. Send me your stories. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Magistrate finds defendant's acts extraordinary. We're in Australia.
So
yeah,
say, we're not in America right
no.
now with the magistrate.
Mm-mm. Hang on. Are we talking about A-C-T-S yeah. or A-X-E?
Sweet axe, man.
Sweet axe. Brings
the that's the whole story.
Wait, why does the defendant have an axe in the court?
See the axe on that judge in there? Bloody, that's not an axe. That's an axe. Said the magistrate in court.
We're used to boomerangs
nice
here.
Accent.
Never seen an axe.
Nice axe.
A-C-T-S.
Well, speaking of axes, I'm still amazed that with the popularity of axe throwing and alcohol establishments, I have yet to get an axe bar dumb people town story.
Oh, like someone threw an axe in someone's
although
kneecap.
I did see one TikTok once where most of them are not double bladed. And this person was doing a double-bladed one and put it into their own back.
Oh, my God.
And I remember somebody wrote in the comments, like, axe bar owner here. This is why you don't double-blade.
It's
funny.
It.
I've only ever been to one, and I went with Josh Wolf. He did an axe throw thing
that
the other
checks.
Day.
Yeah, all right, that yeah. tracks.
Love
like,
him.
Last Saturday, I love Josh, too.
Yeah.
And that place, for some reason, no booze and double-bladed. Maybe that's the mixture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like
if
clubs.
You're going to have booze, yeah,
like
right, exactly. You can't have both.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both.
It's like only topless if there's beer, full nudity, no alcohol.
By the way, a topless axe throwing place? That's
hold
on, guys.
You just gave away a $1 million idea.
Look, have a drink and have a double mastectomy. We can do all that here. Throwing topless.
Cut her off.
Literally.
A South Australian magistrate is awestruck by the decision of two defendants while being pursued by police.
I love it.
Joshua James Childs, JJC.
JJC if you're nasty.
Was, which does sound like some sort of Jewish organization to help
JJC
people.
JJC
Jewish.
Josh's
yeah.
an alcoholic.
Joshua James Childs was sentenced in the Mount Gambier, Magistrates Court on Monday, charged with aggravated escape in a police pursuit in 2021, as well as assault in 2020. So I like that they got him in for one, and then they're like, hey, we still got this thing from 2020.
Can I say as an attorney, I'm so glad the United States doesn't aggravate escapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a new one from
aggravated escape. Yeah.
Like, if you manage to pull off the sort of walk-off, put on a baseball cap and a hoodie version, that's regular escape.
Are you talking
sure.
about, like...
If you're fucking busting through walls and, like, sliding over car
Jason
hoods,
Bourne,
that's
you're talking about a Jason Bourne
yeah,
into
right.
the crowd
yeah,
moment
the crowd
versus
moment.
A...
Versus fucking...
I'm going to tip over some trash
exactly.
Can.
That's aggravated escape.
I like that in America. We're like, look, if you get away... Hey, good for you. We're going to charge you, but we're not going to put levels to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to ask you, Drew.
Yes?
How many times would you sit down with somebody and go, look, what we got here is just your average criminal mischief?
Uh-huh.
Like, when did you know criminal mischief is always a misdemeanor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So if as long as you're, anything under
there's
felony.
There's a certain element of fun in criminal mischief. Am I right?
Well, it's one of those statutes. I mean, look, if you want to know my honest opinion about it, it's one of those statutes where it's like, hey, we wanted to arrest this guy.
For something. Yep.
And so we wrote this law where so the cop can be like, you know what? Fuck that guy.
Wow.
Criminal mischief.
What is that like where you paint a dick on a bank or something?
That would probably be vandalism.
Okay.
It usually has more to do with like in the process of an escape, I knocked over some trash cans. It's not technically illegal to knock over trash cans.
Right. Okay.
But it is if you're running from a cop while screaming, fuck the police.
Right.
And they'll just throw another account on there.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, they overcharge so that you'll take a plea to the things you did do.
Right. Right. Well, we'll get rid of the criminal mischief. Oh, you mean the one that shouldn't even be there?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
one that you guys just made up?
Okay. Yeah. You'd be great at it, man. You could be
yeah.
good.
I feel like you've learned so much.
Especially the way you said it, too. Yeah. That's how you got to talk to those DAs. Oh, you mean the one that shouldn't be there?
So here's the thing. Like, Dan, I feel like in, you know, law school is 3 years. It's super hard, Drew. You know, it's like, it's the reason why we didn't go, okay?
Just like stand-up.
Just like stand-up.
Dan, I feel like through 10 years of doing this podcast,
you should be earned a degree in dumb law.
Or you should be like year three, like just starting year three.
Sure.
Like dumb law.
Dumb law would be another great show on HGTV.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happened. Childs, that's Joshua James. JJ, you know it's JJ.
JJ Childs.
JJC.
Was sentenced to more than 9 months of home detention for the two incidents, including the high-speed police chase.
And when he came home, someone had stolen all of his
notes. You can also translate that into, in America, we would put this person in jail.
Yes.
While the charges were related to two separate incidents, Childs was cumulatively sentenced. But here's what happened. This is from the magistrate. Mm-hmm. Quote, I have never, in my time as a magistrate, heard that whilst somebody was engaged in a police pursuit, they also engaged in sexual intercourse.
Wow.
You never saw that? There was a Charlie Sheen movie in the 90s where he did that.
Well, there's that movie Crash, the original Crash.
Did they give him 9 months so he'd be off of it when the child was born?
Thank you very much.
There's 100% a 90s Charlie Sheen movie where the climax of it is him having sex with a woman while they're running from the cops, like down the highway.
Oh, so the climax of the movie was his climax.
Was him climax, yes.
Are you sure that's not a documentary about
that? Yeah, they just followed him around.
That was just 2005, Charlie Sheen, baby.
He wasn't working that year.
But the movie Crash was people who their sexual kink was having sex while getting in car
accidents.
Right, did not win the Academy Award. Different Crash.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. She says, I've never in my life, or he or she, I don't know, Kula Kasiavelos.
I love it.
I tried a couple S's. There's a V-E-L-O-S in there. Mm-hmm. The court heard how police attempted to stop JJ twice while he was speeding along the Princess Highway. Princess Highway, Mario Kart track.
JJ Twice is a good nickname for this guy.
Also, JJ Twice sounds like a 1990s. They toured with Tony.
For sure.
They opened
or DC Talk. Like, they're also very pro-Christian rapper.
Don't even get me started on DC Talk. You got,
and he I'll got start, his nickname Twice from his sexual prowess.
That's right. JJ Twice. So nice you want it twice.
Don't you know we're heaven bound?
What is with you?
Damn, I know that.
Take you up.
No, Jesus freak all the way.
I love JJ Twice.
It's like Jesus two times, like, because he came back.
Yeah.
JJ Twice.
JJ Twice, and they're like, all their albums are like 66 is their number.
He's speeding along the Princess Highway, which I said just sounds like a Mario Kart track to me, in September 2021 with a female passenger also in the vehicle. The court heard that JJ evaded police before officers spotted the car a third time. He got away twice.
Yeah. JJ Twice.
JJ
Twice, living up to his name.
Yeah.
So then they deployed road spikes, puncturing three of the vehicle's tires.
Okay. That's not going to stop him.
JJ continued to evade police, driving while the rubber from his tires began delaminating from the vehicle. I've never heard it put that way in my life.
It means just like
falling. Of course,
up.
I know. Yeah. But I've just heard delaminating tires.
You can puncture his tires. You can puncture his rubber. He ain't stopping.
I was about to say, how was the other rubber doing?
That's right. Punctured.
Yeah. You think that was in the car?
No. Not with JJ two times, baby.
First of all, he don't wear rubbers. But second of all,
JJ, hell no.
Yeah.
When it comes to rubbers.
She, like, they're intimate.
JJ, not once.
Never. This is a couple. Like, they're still together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's not leaving sure.
him. Yeah. She let him while they were running from the cops.
While they were running from the police.
Right. So then they start delaminating their tires. He continued driving on metal rims, gouging the road's surface. A second set of road spikes were deployed, deflating the last of the vehicle's tires.
Wow.
JJ continued to evade police.
And continued to have sex.
During her sentencing remarks, Magistrate Kasiavelos said what happened next was, quote, extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What? We're not there yet?
Yeah, no.
They haven't
answered. It's all just a preamble.
This is just Australia for another week.
Foreplay.
You got to get those rubbers off. You're going to start having sex.
Yeah.
With all the tires, they also keep spelling it T-Y-R-E-S.
I do that.
I never knew that.
It's Australia. Yeah,
that's one of those things.
With all tires punctured, police witnessed the vehicle's female passenger climb over and straddle Childs while driving how many miles per hour? How fast do you guys think that they were going when they started having
sex? This is converted to miles per hour.
I converted it. How many miles per hour? Remember, they've run from... This is their third time being chased by police.
Yeah.
They have no rubber on their wheels. It's all rims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a total rim job.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
JJ Twice, total rim job.
Total rim job.
That's the sequel.
That's the
sequel. So then... she climbs over on top of him. They start fucking...
Yeah.
While being chased. How fast are they?
Does it say what kind of car?
Yeah.
I'm thinking pretty kick ass. Taurus.
Yeah. Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Right.
Well, they got different names over there, which is always wild.
Yeah.
You recognize the car, but it's 50? Not the name.
50? 50 miles per hour.
We got this number. I don't know how much tires, you know,
need
or
you
the
need.
Lack thereof right. slow you down. Slow you down.
How much control?
We got this number from the police.
Right.
Sure.
And they were mad at this guy, but also in love with him.
Okay.
Like,
of course.
This is the best day.
There's
of
a certain
their
level
job.
Of respect.
Again, this is Drew's legal mind applied to this. He knows the process. So,
Trey,
yeah.
you said 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm over there. I'm going, Your Honor. Now, I know it says 105, but let's be honest. Without a rubber, who's doing 105 without a rubber?
Thank you. So he's trying to knock him
I
down.
I think it says 105, and I think they were doing about 70.
Okay.
Wow. I think, Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to say like 65.
Okay.
I'm going to say 80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
The miles per hour that they were traveling while having sex on no wheels, just rims, is 31 miles per hour. Cruising. Sunday drive. Yeah. Sunday drive
You're
sex.
You're right. You're right sparks. To think low.
It's flying.
Sunday drive sex.
Everywhere.
Blocking the driver's view, the female began moving up in an up and down motion, appearing to engage in sexual intercourse.
Sure.
JJ was sentenced to 7 months imprisonment to be served by way of home detention. Mm-hmm. We'll get out of here on this. How old
is, JJ,
is Joshua James
JJ
Child?
JJ Twice.
So this is I believe they call these people Bogans, right?
Okay.
You're familiar with Bogan?
I have
That's
no
an
idea.
Australian redneck is how I understand
it. Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
why I'm familiar with.
Okay.
So this, I'm hearing this and I'm picturing a Bogan. Bogans like rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
Look older than they are. Typically,
right,
they got some
they've lived harder.
Road miles on them, you know? They,
without tires.
Road hard and hung up wet, as they say.
Sure.
So I've been picturing a 45-year-old dude or older in my head this whole time, but I'll say he's 32.
32.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go 37. The reason why is you still got to have like that young, dumb testosterone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to get to this point where this is what you need to get your rocks off.
Yeah. You've had to try a lot.
Some years on you.
Yeah, because isn't that the thing? At what point do you think they were like, hey, do you still – it might be a while before we get to have sex again? Like, what is the conversation the car –
No, I think, dude, clearly she couldn't even handle it anymore. She's just getting so hot and bothered by how fucking, how rad JJ two times is.
Sure.
Yeah. She's 21.
She's 21. He's 30, or
7.
You said 37?
I say 37.
God, you're so right. I'm going to say 49.
49.
Yeah, I want him to be like 58.
Yeah.
I want 58.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I'm going for 58. Okay.
End of story two. Joshua James Childs is 28 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, again. Wow.
Pretty
love
good
it.
Batting average.
You're
today
doing great today.
Yeah,
nice,
yeah, but you guys know, like, I saw a picture of Kenny Stabler yesterday from when he played with the Saints.
Mm-hmm. I saw that he was 60.
I'm about to say he was 38 years old.
And
he looked like a 65-year-old man, dude. Like, full gray, long hair, ragged as hell. He looked like fucking Waylon Jennings. Like, late era Waylon Jennings.
Sparky Anderson, when he coached the Big Red Machine, looked like he was 65 years old and he was like 39.
Well, it's like when you find out James Gandolfini was 36 in the pilot of Sopranos. Right. Or you see that the cast of Cheers in season one, like all their
Norm,
ages.
Yeah, Norm was like 35.
It's crazy.
Cliff Clavin, 36.
Yeah, it's just insane. You're like, he was 58 the entire time. All right, there you go. All right, so that's story two. Dan, give us a little tease of story three. And then for our Patreon fans, Drew has a great story. We saw him the other night as we were doing stand-up. He's got a great story.
Story three kind of fits also with you being people traveling overseas try to bring back the worst souvenir.
Okay, great. I love this because I just came back, and we'll talk about that. But we love this show. We love these guys. We'll come back and do a quick story. And for our Patreon fans, got a great story from Drew. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
Okay, you ready? This was sent in by Susan Helsdingen at Ding. Then a 3 for in place of an E. R12. So
if you told me that was the name of the new Danzig
Dinger
album,
12.
I would be like, yeah.
Or like the AC/DC, like with their now third singer.
Ready for the headline? Yeah. American tourists try to board plane with unexploded bomb.
No! Dan, didn't you say when you went to there were like mines at the flea market? Or like
grenades. Boy, my cousin Kenny and my brother Matt bought a grenade.
Well, Kenny bought a grenade.
Sure.
You're not going to bring an already exploded bomb on a plane. You know what I mean? Like, it's just practical. Like, you're going to need it to be unexploded.
Who wants at least a dud? At first.
Yeah, right? Is it one of those cartoon bombs that look like a bowling ball with a wick?
Wick on top, yeah.
And it's
Oh, wow.
Or
it
sticks,
hasn't exploded yet.
Or sticks of dynamite with the curly things.
There it is. You say brought it on a plane. Did they check that, or did they try to get that through TSA?
Bad idea. Picking up an old unexploded bomb. Worse idea. Deciding to keep an unexploded bomb as a souvenir.
Well, it had less than 3 ounces of liquid in it.
The absolute worst idea. This is all written. This isn't me. Transporting an old unexploded bomb to the airport in your luggage and attempting to bring it on a plane.
No.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking bombs on this motherfucker.
We all are. A chaotic scene unfolded at Israel's, how do you say it, Ben Gurion Airport.
We've been there.
I thought so, but I wanted to be sure.
By the way,
in Tel Aviv.
Can I tell you, Ben Gurion Airport and the Israeli security, you think security is tight in the United States?
The questions LL ask you before you get on the plane, they're like, why are you going to Israel? I went in 2000, and I'm like, I'm going to visit. Who are you going with? I'm going with my girlfriend. They're like, where's this relationship going?
You're like, wow. Jesus.
Sure.
Those are some deep questions. Yeah. Why can't you commit? I'm like, well, there's some story. And it was a huge deal.
Chaotic scene. Unfolded in the airport in Tel Aviv on Thursday afternoon after an American family, believe it or not, attempted to pass through security with an unexploded ordnance in their suitcase.
Of course they're American. It's their Second Amendment rights.
But wait, hold on. These Americans traveled to Israel.
Yes.
Found a bomb.
And
we're like, let's take it home.
That back. Yeah, you know, love that papa. He loves old war shit.
I just feel good to be done with my Christmas shopping. Yeah, right. I'm already done.
It's my favorite Matt Damon movie, We Bought a Bomb.
Sure. We brought a bomb. According to the Israel Airports Authority.
Worst airport ever to do
try
that.
Try and pull this off.
You could pull this shit off in Frankfurt, but like not, you know.
The tourists approached airport security and asked about the shell as they deposited their luggage sparking a panicked effort.
What's your unexploded bomb policy at this
airport?
Well, we got one.
Yeah, right.
And I read on the internet.
I just have a bomb in my
Do
my
I have to you guys check good this bomb? Through or
I,
can
I could check
it?
A bomb.
We told you.
I'm clear. I'm TSA pre-check in clear. So can I just walk through with this?
It's like the guy who tries to rob a bank. It's like, I didn't say I was going to use a gun. I just let the teller know I also had a gun with me. Yeah. Like, we told you
I have a gun. It's not on my person. It's back in my house. All I said was I have a gun.
Right.
Andrew's like, I can use that. I can use that in defense.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to defend all these people. Your show should be called Fun People. These people rule.
They're amazing.
Stealing cabinets, bringing bombs.
I know.
It fits in the seat in front of me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So they have all this. They sparked a panicked effort to evacuate the departure hall. Video shared on social media captured the frantic scene with some passengers fleeing the area while others sought shelter wherever they could find it. One man was injured while fleeing and later taken to the hospital. The Times of Israel reports that this is how this guy got injured. And look,
Jerusalem Times.
If you're in an airport, I mean, if you're anywhere and you're running from, you know, anything that's scaring you, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but this 32-year-old man climbed onto the luggage conveyor belt, ran on top of it, and fell down.
That's
I think he saw an opportunity to finally do something he always wanted to do.
Yeah, like a giant treadmill.
Yes.
Look at me. Luggage conveyor belt fails to me. I would watch that show nonstop. That feels like something that would be on
on airplane when the people are coming off on the luggage thing and then their feet go up when they hit the bottom.
The family found the bomb during a visit to the Golan Heights, an area that remains littered with landmines, barbed wire, and unexploded bombs, minus at least one. The Israel Airports Authority told CNN the family was allowed to board their flight after an interrogation and that the incident is, quote, currently under operational investigation. The tourists were not allowed to bring the bomb home with them.
They did not arrest them or anything? They're just like,
they're like, no.
Please get them out of this country. Yeah,
they're just stupid.
But also, I bet that dude was later sitting on the plane talking to the stranger next to him. He's like, you believe they wouldn't let me bring my fucking bomb?
I know. Like, he's mad about it.
It's like, they took my bomb. I was going to check it.
Right.
I had this sweet bomb.
I was open about it.
For my uncle who was in Vietnam, and they wouldn't even let me.
I was going to put it on airplane mode.
The bomb. That's a good idea.
That's a show. Friends.
Put your bombs in airplane mode. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. The well-read. We got two-thirds of the well-read dudes here. Trey Crowder, Drew Morgan. Follow these guys. Check out their podcast. Watch them do stand-up live. Check out the Nosebleeds on July 30th and watch and review it on the UFC's YouTube page. Watch Daniel go do his stand-up. And oh shit, guys, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
dum 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, come down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.